Shabbat Shalom. And welcome to everyone on the last Shabbat of 5777. I always believe that God checks to see who was here before Rosh Hashanah, the true faithful. So welcome to everyone to our second service this evening. I'm hoping this service will be a little less rowdy than the first, but we are delighted that you are all here. I want to welcome our newest member joined this afternoon. Rodney, raise your hand. Welcome. We are so glad. He's been hanging out here for a while, and now he's official. We're thrilled. Please go up and wish him a welcome to the family. Teach him the secret handshake, all of those good things. So welcome, welcome. We're thrilled, absolutely thrilled. Are there any other new members in the congregation this evening that we should acknowledge? Excellent. Okay, well, we're really thrilled that you're here. I want to welcome everyone who's here tonight, those who have escaped Florida in for air conditioning with family. We're thrilled. And tomorrow night, just so you know, we will be live streaming to congregations in Florida, to their congregants, for those that can't have Slichot services. A call went out from the URJ, and our wonderful executive director, Lynn Richmond, was able to work it out. So we've never live streamed Slichot services, but we're helping out all the Jews in Florida who wouldn't have had Slichot otherwise. And boy, oh boy, with Cantor Bakst and Rabbi Rappaport and myself, boy, are they lucky. So we're very, very pleased that we're able to reach out across the miles. And this is what the Union of Reform Judaism does best. It helps us connect with congregations near and far. I welcome Asher to the front row, as this is your bar mitzvah weekend. No pressure. Asher has been growing like a weed this year. Every Hebrew prayer, he grew another inch. I wore my highest heels tonight, so I don't look like a midget next to him. I'm not sure I'll be able to wear such high heels tomorrow, but he's really a lovely and wonderful and respectful young man. And if you haven't had a chance to meet him, please go up and pinch his cheek at the Oneg and wish him a happy bar mitzvah. And welcome to his whole entourage. We're very, very excited for all of you as you come to the front row. Do you have your tissues, Laura? Okay, I left you an extra box. It's under Jason's feet, so wonderful. And I'm thankful that Rob is flying semi-solo tonight. I'm also thankful that Eve Courtney has agreed to join us on the Bima as well. So thank you both for bringing us your beautiful music. It really is something special to be concluding a Jewish year together. And most importantly, that for many of us, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur come once a year, but Shabbat comes every week. And so I'm really glad that we're all sharing Shabbat together. We welcome Shabbat with Shalom Aleichem on page 10.
Oh,
Our candlelighting this evening can be found on page 12, and it's my pleasure to welcome my four guardies, Laura, Jason, Asher, and Lane, to the Bema to light the Shabbat candles for us.
We have been taught in the days of old that Shabbat begins at sundown, but sundown comes so early on the cold winter's day, and in summertime the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky even as we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we have set aside our work week with its busyness and list. Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table or in our sanctuary, both homes for us.
When we are finally together, we light and bless the candles. That is when Shabbat begins. Baruch atah Adonai.
Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'had likner shel Shabbat.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Adonai our God,
ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Amen.
Dodi can be found on page 14.
L'cha Dodi, l'chrat kala, feli Shabbat, l'cha avela. L'cha Dodi, l'chrat kala, feli Shabbat, l'cha avela. Shamor v'zachor, b'di bur echad. Lechadodi, lechadala, lechishabach, lechavelah. Lechadodi, lechadala, lechishabach, lechavelah. Itoriri, itoriri, kiva ore, kuni ore, uri uri, shir daveri. Kevod Adonai, alai lig nigla, lechadodi, lechadala, l'nei Shabbat, l'chavelah. Lechadodi, lechadala, l'nei Shabbat, l'chavelah. Bo eva shalom, ateret mala. Gam besimcha, uso hola, tochemune, am sigula, boi hala, boi hala, l'chadodi, l'chadala, l'nei Shabbat. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
remain standing for Baruch Hu on page 17.
Baruch Hu Adonai HaMevorach. Baruch Hu Adonai HaMevorach. Baruch Adonai HaMevorach. Le'olam va'ed. Baruch Adonai HaMevorach.
Be seated. The bottom of page 18. And God said, "Let there be light." This first light God made before the sun and the stars. God showed the light to David, who burst into song. This was the light Moses saw on Sinai. At the creation, the universe from end to end radiated light, but it was withdrawn. And now it is stored away for the righteous, until all the world will be in harmony again, and all will be united and whole. But until this future world is established, this light, coming out of darkness and formed by the most secret, is hidden. As we have been taught, light is sown for the righteous. Middle of page 19. Unending is your love for your people, the house of Israel. Torah and mitzvot, laws and precepts have you taught us. Therefore, O Eternal, our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will meditate on your laws and rejoice in your Torah and mitzvot forever. Day and night we will reflect on them, for they are our life and the length of our days. Then your love shall never depart from our hearts. Blessed is the Eternal who loves your people Israel.
Open up our eyes, teach us how to live. Fill our hearts with joy and all the love you have to give. Gather us in peace as you lead us to your name, and we will know that you are one. We will know that you are one.
Page 21. We are taught in the Talmud that we must say the Shema with Kavanah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of reciting the Shema. It is not enough to say the words, even aloud. It is not enough to come to the congregation with intention to pray. It is not enough to stand. We must spiritually place ourselves in the moment, taking ourselves out of our time and placing ourselves in God's time. Six simple words. Take 6 seconds to embrace each one and make it your own. Please rise for the Shema.
Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kivod Mahuto Le'olam Va'ed.
seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol avavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol ma'odecha ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavcha v'shinan tam levanecha v'dibar tabam b'shivtecha b'veitecha u'v'lechtecha v'aderech u'v'shochbecha u'v'kumecha Ukshar tam laot al yadecha, vehayu latotafot bein hinecha, uchtav tam al mezuzot betecha, uvisharecha. Lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'item kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liyot lachem lelohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. The bottom of page 23. Love God with every heartbeat, with every breath, with every conscious act. Keep in mind the words I command you today. Teach them to your children. Let these mitzvot guide you along the path of life. May they instruct you in your daily tasks. Keep them in the forefront of your vision. Place them at the doorway of your house so that upon entering or departing, they remind you to live by my mitzvot in order that you may reflect on God's holiness through your life. The Eternal One led you out of Egypt to be your God. The Eternal One alone is your God. Every Shabbat, we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the Sea of Freedom singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just voice. Other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song. On page 27, we welcome Shabbat in our TBS style, Vishamru.
Thank you.
middle of page 28. There is a little verse that is traditionally said before the major part of the prayer service. God, open my lips that my mouth may declare your glory. What if every time we went to speak, we said that phrase first? If before I answered my spouse, I asked if what I am about to say reflects my spiritual aspirations? If before I went to share a story about another person's life, I asked whether it would reflect the holiness in this world? If before I engaged in idle conversation, I said, God, when I speak, may it declare your glory. If you paused before you spoke, would your conversation be different? Would it force you to elevate your thinking toward glory? We continue as we prepare for the tefillah, the top of page 29. Please rise. Avotenu v'imotenu, Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Yaakov, Elohe Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, Elohe Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'hanara, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'kone Ha'kol, V'zocher Chaste Avot v'imahot. Umevi geula livnei v'nehem, lema'an shemo bi'ahava, melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'azrat Sarah, ata gibor la'olam Adonai, mechaye hakol ata rav lehoshia, mechalkel chayim b'chesed, mechaye hakol berachamim rabim, Someach noflim verofech cholim umatir asurim. Hayen emunato lishene afar. Mi chamocha baal givurot umi domelach. Melech meimit umachaye umatzmiach yeshua. V'ne'eman ata lahachayot hakol. Baruch ata Adonai. Mechaye hakol. The bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Meloch Ol Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. The bottom of page 34. As the Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessings to our people and all humanity. Our prayer for hoda'ah, for gratitude, is on the top of page 37. We gratefully acknowledge that you are the eternal, our God and God of our people, the God of all generations. You are the rock of our life, the power that shields us in every age. We thank you and sing your praises for our lives, which are in your hands, for our souls, which are in your keeping,
for the signs of your presence
we encounter every day, and for your wondrous gifts at all times, morning, noon, and night. You are goodness, your mercies never end. You are compassion, your love will never fail. You have always been our hope. We have great gratitude for moments of peace. The Jewish value of shalom, of peace, is so precious. We value every moment where individuals, communities, family members, and nations connect with one another for the common good. We would love to see more of these moments in the new year ahead. We pray for shalom as we join together in Shalom Rav, page 39. Prepare for the Misha Berach, our prayer for healing. We will begin by a beautiful reading by our member, Bev Konigsberg, whose yahrzeit falls this week, the bottom of page 44. When we recite the Misha Berach, we are invoking your blessings for strength and courage, Adonai our God. It is a mitzvah for us to open our hearts fully to encompass not only our loved ones, friends, and fellow congregants, but also the citizens of the world as we say our prayer for healing. May it be your will, O God, to allow our prayers to be far-reaching, to include all those adversely affected by famine, war, and natural disasters, all those recovering from illness or surgery, all those afflicted with illnesses for which there are no known cures, all those who are homeless, alone, or forsaken. As we close our eyes, let us open our hearts completely and lift our voices fervently to God as we sing Misha Berach.
Mm-hmm.
continue with the prayers of our hearts.
Say
When Spencer Silver was working at the 3M Research Laboratories in 1970, he was tasked with creating a stronger adhesive than the ones that existed in his day. Silver developed a new adhesive, but it was even weaker than the one 3M had already manufactured. Instead of creating something super strong, he made a mistake and created something super weak, which could be lifted off an object easily. No one knew what to do with Silver's failure, but he decided to keep it around, perhaps as a reminder of a big mistake he had made in front of his colleagues, which was probably the most embarrassing professional moment of his career. One Sunday, 4 years later, a 3M scientist named Arthur Fry was singing in his church choir. He often used paper markers to keep his place in his hymnal, but they kept falling out of his book and he was really frustrated. Fry remembered Silver's adhesive, that failure, and asked to borrow some when he got to work on Monday. And so the next week he put some of that adhesive on his hymnal markers. And success. With the weak adhesive, the markers stayed in place each week, but were easily lifted off without damaging any of the pages. And the rest, they say, is history. In 1980, 3M began distributing Post-it notes nationwide 10 years after Silver developed the weak adhesive. Today, they are crucial tools in helping us all remember a host of things. Rabbi Rappaport and I leave each other Post-it notes all the time, and our prayer books are full of them. I don't think any of us could imagine life without them. When I first began using my large gates of repentance and my large gates of prayer in 1982, In those days, I wrote all my cues and my notes in my prayer book in pencil. And then each week, I would erase. Now, I'm still using the same gates of repentance that I was using in 1982, and I still have the original erasures from that early time as a young rabbi and from the earliest Temple B'nai Shalom services. Now, I don't know if I didn't know about post-it notes in 1982 or they were too expensive for my synagogue to buy. All I know is that even when I got to Temple B'nai Shalom in 1986, we still weren't using post-it notes. And I guess that seems like a really long time ago. But now, as I look at my prayer book and I touch the pages, I remember a day gone by when I used to have to literally write in my prayer book. And when I look at those erasures, I smile. Because in the old days, it used to remind me that, well, things can change. And a new year is all about taking the eraser. Silver lived with the memory of his failure for 10 years before Fry turned his invention into a success and made him part of history. As we prepare for the High Holy Days this week, we will set up the chairs. Actually, Andrew and Jeff and their committee will set up the chairs. We'll put out the prayer books. We'll order round challah, or if you're my husband, you've already bought them. And perhaps you get started cooking your yuntif, your festival meals. What is the recipe for success in the new year? How do we prepare for these holiest days? I decided that I would offer you a tangible reminder of the task ahead. We all can learn from our mistakes. Some of us might even benefit from them. When you entered the sanctuary this evening, you were given a post-it note. Perhaps it was stuck to your prayer book awaiting explanation, or maybe you put it in your pocket or your purse and you sort of said, well, she fed us cookies a couple of weeks ago. What's she up to now? Your post-it note is yours to take home. Stick it on your refrigerator, stick it on your dashboard, stick it anywhere you want. It's a gift from me, a reminder of this week's additional task, getting ready to spiritually come to High Holy Day services. Like most post-it notes, it is a reminder for you to ask yourself some questions. What mistakes have I made in 5777? And the corollary to that, based on my story tonight, what mistakes have I been carrying with me for 10 years that I'd like to put to rest in my heart or my mind? How can I learn from my mistakes? How can I use them? And how might I turn a mistake into a positive? As religious school started this week, many of you know I teach the bar mitzvah students and the confirmation students, so 6th and 7th graders and 10th graders. I also teach the 11th and 12th graders. But in the 7th and 10th grade classes, I like to sort of get to know my students, and they're very honest with me, extremely honest. So in both of those classes, I asked my students to tell me about their sins from this year, which are totally confidential, thank God. Maybe with a 20-year limit, I can write a book, The Sins My Students Told Me. But they were incredibly honest about some amazing things that they've done that curled my hair. And they just willingly admitted and opened up about all these things that they had done wrong. One of my favorites, which I can share, is a couple of the kids in 10th grade said, remember how I hated my sibling in 7th grade? I still do. Except now I'm meaner. You know, so it was just, it's really wonderful that they will share their honesty. But I marveled at their openness in sharing because it told me that they were worried about the things they had done wrong. They actually had them on the forefront of their minds, and that's actually a good thing. As adults, we're asked to do more Jewishly than just admit and list our faults and failures at the High Holy Days. We're asked to learn from them. And if we're lucky, like Spencer Silver, we eventually may in turn a mistake or an embarrassment into a positive. Silver kept his mistake with him for almost 10 years before it turned into a gold mine for his company. There may be a spiritual gold mine inside of you. So I ask you to take the post-it note home, put it someplace that you will see all week, and if you want, bring it with you to temple Wednesday night and Thursday. The most important thing is to start preparing spiritually before you show up for Rosh Hashanah. There are two kinds of Jews. There's the Jew who walks into temple at Rosh Hashanah and says, okay, give me Judaism. And there's the one that says, oh, I needed to be prepared before I walked in here. I needed to think about what this day means. There are some Jews, like Rabbi Rappaport, who like blowing the shofar every single day during the month of Elul to awaken their souls and their neighbors. Like anything worthwhile, preparation for the holiest days of our Jewish year will help you get more out of them. Your mistakes don't have to stick with you, but I hope the message of this Shabbat will. Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, that's loud.
Concluding prayers begin with Alenu on page 53. Please rise.
Take to love you, set and bring.
may be seated.
Page 56. It is a fearful thing to love what death can touch, a fearful thing to love, to hope, to dream, to be and to lose. A thing for fools, this, a holy thing to love. For your life has lived in me, your laugh once lifted me, your word was gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing, to love what death has touched. The privilege of memory comforts us, and we remember with deep love and affection our beloved members who have died in the past year. Bernie Rose Marin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, and Susan Feidelman. And we mourn the losses in the period of Shloshim, the first 30 days of mourning. Sister Leonie Shanley, sister of Leo Shanley, Larry Wooter, cousin of Rick Sernorsky, all those who died during Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, Gerald Zeh, friend of Jamie and Sandy Adams, Ellis Hart, uncle of Julian Hart, Jim Willis, friend of Julian Hart. And we mourn the Yahrzeits for our beloved members. Our dearest, beautiful Bev Konigsberg. She would be so happy to see you both sitting in the congregation tonight. She's with us every day in our hearts. We miss her terribly. And our beloved Ann Zussman, mother of Barbara Kaplowitz. And we remember the Yahrzeits for the Shabbat and this week. All those who died in 9/11, including Bob's friend, Captain Charles Burlingame, Edith Raffel, Helen Miller, Robin Schween, Henry Breitstein, Robert Dwar, Pauline Epstein, Arthur Fishman, Laban Perez, Seymour Rudnick, Rabbi Dr. Alfred Gottschalk, Mike Grigorovic, Edith Hughes, David McClellan, Barbara Roeder, Terry Willett, William Myers, Janice Jaffe, Jeno Illis, Margaret Barron, Edward Hartendorp, Leonard Rath, David Slater, Florence Rosenberg, Harry Sonnenblum, Mel Berman, Yvette Edelhart, Larry Gurin, Peter Morley, Lillian Victor, Isidore Gamble. Zichronam Livracha, may each of their memories be with us as we have the privilege of remembering all those we have loved and lost in years past and in your year of mourning. We also rise for those who have no one to remember them. We rise for the Kaddish on page 60.
Yitgadal v'yitkadash shimei rabah v'yalma divra chirute v'yamlich malchute v'chayechon v'yamechon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael v'agalal v'zman kariv v'yimru amen yehe shimei rabah mevorach li'olam omei omaya yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitramam v'yitnase V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei d'kudsha v'richu. L'eila amin kol birchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechamata, damiran v'yalma v'yimru amen. Shlomo rabba min shemaya, v'chayim alenu v'yal kol Yisrael v'yimru amen. Oseh shalom b'mroma, hu yaaseh shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru. From a sacred moment of memory to a moment when a young man begins making his memories. Early on in his time in my class, Asher and I had a moment where he got entitled in my class the cardiologist. But in a lot of ways, it's a beautiful metaphor for who this young man is. Because if you know him, you love him, and he fills your heart with joy. And so tonight, I've been winking at him and smiling at him to offer him encouragement so he wouldn't be nervous. But Asher is Asher. He winks back, he smiles back, and he's been encouraging me as if I were nervous. The sweetest young man on the planet. And when he smiles, his heart fills all of our hearts with joy. So it is my pleasure to welcome my favorite future cardiologist, who is a cardiologist tonight and tomorrow, filling our hearts with love and joy, surrounded by his grandparents. What greater joy could grandparents have? It is my pleasure to welcome Marilyn and Ira Wallman and Carol and Tony Gardy to surround their grandson as he recites the Kiddush for us on page 61. Don't worry, grandparents, you don't have to say anything. In our congregation, the only one who sings is the bar mitzvah boy. You just have to look adoringly at him. Can you handle that?
Oh, yeah.
Stand on either side. Come close. Look at how nice that is. Wasn't it worth having their parents?
Sometimes.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher kichanu mitzvotav, v'ratzavanu, v'shabbat kadsho, b'ahava uvratzon, hin hilanu, zikaron l'maaseh bereshit, hi hu yom tehila, l'mikra kodesh, zeher litziat mitzrayim,
ki manu harta, v'atanu kinashta, mikol.
We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices
join in song together as our joyful prayer is said.
Mazel tov, you may be seated.
Mazel tov, everyone.
Did you bring something to your parents?
Sure.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Please wink and smile and send encouragement. I'll take it. My name is David Charrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Perlin and Rabbi Rapport, for leading us in worship this evening. Thank you, Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voice and music tonight. And Eve, where's Eve? Eve, thank you. Beautiful. Thank you so much for accompanying Rob this evening. Well, Mazel Tov, Asher. Hey, that was good. I got a wink. It's going to be okay. Thank you. Wishing you and your family and friends a very special weekend. I know it will be. Tomorrow morning, please join Minion Makers for Saturday morning worship. A light breakfast will begin at 8:15 and services at 8:45. Also tomorrow evening, join us at 8 p.m. for a Slihot congregational dessert and at 9 p.m. for our Slihot service. On Sunday evening, for our women of TBS, please join Sisterhood for champagne and chocolates. On this coming Tuesday, September 19th, all those adults interested in learning more about becoming an adult bar or bat mitzvah should come for an informational meeting. And then, of course, please join us Wednesday, September 20th, for Erev Rosh Hashanah. Worship services begin at 8 p.m. Morning Rosh Hashanah services on Thursday begin at 9:30, and family Rosh Hashanah services begin at 2 p.m. Please remember your lanyards and IDs. Also, we will have overflow parking available at Christ Church next door. Please remember to drive courteously, slowly, when you arrive next door, as they will have their preschoolers arriving at the same time as we're arriving on Thursday morning. Look for TBS members to help direct you to the area reserved for our members to park. Yom Kippur parking arrangements will be very different, so please watch for more information about that. I'm not going to give you more information because I want to confuse you. Christ Church for Rosh Hashanah. All of these and many more activities can be found in our weekly email and calendar. If you are new to TBS, welcome. Welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening we have Marnie Miller, both a member of the board of directors and chair of the membership committee, available to answer any questions you may have. So if you have any questions at TBS, please look for Marnie at ONEG. Wishing you a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
And there is religious school on Sunday.
Yay!
Our closing song tonight is one of Rob's favorites, Ankel Ohenu by Steve Dropkin. It can be found on page 63. We'll take it a little slow at the beginning so they can get the melody, and then you can do your speed up thing.
Donate new, me and I'll pay you.
May this Shabbat provide a peaceful space for you to ready your soul for the challenges, the adventures, the choices of a new year. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May your self-reflection bring you insight that helps you create your best self for 5778. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.